USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says talks with Mexico over tariffs and immigration will resume on Thursday after today's discussions ended without a deal. On Twitter, the president claimed that negotiations between Vice President Pence and Mexico's foreign minister made some progress, but not nearly enough. Tariffs on all Mexican imports are set to go into effect on Monday. They will start at 5% and gradually increase. Republican Senator from Iowa Chuck Grassley believes we do have some time to work out a deal.
And I don't know whether it's right to worry too much about right this very minute. It would be my hope that they're going to work out things so the tariffs don't go into effect.
The world is marking the 75th anniversary of D-Day on Thursday. It was June 6, 1944, when American, British, and Canadian troops landed on the beaches of Normandy, France, to liberate Western Europe from Nazi Germany. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Here are the three most important letters you'll ever need to know. Memorize them. VRA, VRA, VRA. And here's another three. KIP, KIP, KIP. KIP, KIP, KIP. Kip Herridge runs VRA. It's an investment newsletter, but not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country, in my opinion. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. He's like a brother to me. I've witnessed his remarkable success in picking stock winners. I give Kip the most highest endorsement and recommendation. Kip spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Street. Kip founded VRA in 2003 and has beat Wall Street for 15 out of those 16 years. And he didn't just beat Wall Street by a little bit, he beat Wall Street like a drum. Here's the big news. Only for my fans at USA Radio, Kip is offering a free two-week membership to VRA. Go there now, your risk is zero. Go to VRAinsider.com and get your free two-week membership. That's VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free, and you'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com.
The former school safety officer accused of failing to try to stop the school massacre in Parkland, Florida earlier last year will remain in custody for now on $102,000 cash bail. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
A judge in Broward County issuing that order as Scott Peterson made a Wednesday morning court appearance charged with multiple counts of child neglect, culpable negligence, and perjury. A 15-month investigation revealed he retreated during the active shooting and also directed other cops to do the same.
And he needs to serve a lifetime in prison for not going in that day and taking down the threat.
That's the mother of one of the victims. Peterson does face a possible 96 years in prison.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is leading a congressional delegation to Normandy, France, for tomorrow's 75th anniversary of D-Day. The Allied invasion of Normandy led to the end of World War II. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
All across the globe, people are commemorating the 75th anniversary of D-Day. President Trump, Queen Elizabeth, and other leaders gathered in England, which all leads up to tomorrow's big festivities in France. Niall Gardner is a director of Heritage Foundation's Margaret Thatcher Center for Freedom. He tells Fox News the ceremony this morning went very well over in the U.K.
Well, I think it's very good, actually, and today's tremendous ceremony in Portsmouth, just south of London, is a reminder of the enduring strength of the special relationship and also the tremendous sacrifice made by U.S. and British servicemen, Canadian servicemen, and Commonwealth servicemen as well, in the defense of freedom. And Europe owes a huge debt of gratitude to the United States and Great Britain in particular for their freedom today. And the special relationship between Great Britain and the United States has endured for several decades since World War II. It has been the beating heart of the free world in many respects, and it is very strong today. I think it could be even stronger with a new British Prime Minister coming in at the end of July. After all, there have been some differences between Theresa May and Donald Trump, but I think with a new Brexiteer Prime Minister coming in, I can expect an even stronger and more robust special relationship in place.
Now, if you're interested in watching the D-Day anniversary ceremony from Normandy Beach in France, it begins Thursday morning at just after 4:50 a.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.